Hey. Wow, I can't believe we're finally here. I couldn't even imagine us in the same zip code together, much less you standing on my patio. I'm sorry, where's my manners? Please come in. I'm just a little in shock is all. Yeah. I swear, you've sent me so many pictures, and I've heard your voice so many times, and I'm still in just utter shock at how beautiful you are. I mean, I was just listening to the last audio you did, you know, the one that you did for me, and I'm sorry. I told myself I wasn't gonna fanboy you as soon as you walked in the room. Fail. Wow. No, I know you like my audios too, and I think it's amazing. So what did you think of the last audio, the last one that I did? No, not that one. The one where they meet and she gets drugged and, you know, he has his way with her, as most of my scripts are. You liked it? Good. No, I didn't see a comment. When did you post a comment? Wow, I'm going to have to go look. I guess I completely overlooked it. That's horrible. I'm sorry. No. Wow, so how was your flight? Did you have a good flight? Oh. You got one of those. I haven't had one of those in so long. It really is good for a laugh, because I sure as hell can't do a Donald Duck voice myself. Yeah, those flight attendants are something special. Yeah, I hope you didn't have any trouble getting an Uber to get here. I'm really sorry I couldn't come pick you up. I had a couple items that I need to deal with here before you got here. I just wanted to make sure everything was perfect, truly. Oh, and speaking of which, I remember you said that you love flowers, so I picked you up some just to say welcome, and I'm glad you're here. Shit, where are my manners? I haven't even... Can I get you something to drink? You're bound to be thirsty or hungry. Oh, you're full off the one bag of peanuts from the plane? Ha ha ha, very funny. I'll go get you some water. I'll be right back, okay? Here you go, my dear. There, you need anything else? Okay, great. You know, I was thinking, I know you came down here to see me, hopefully, and do a collab. I've really been thinking about that collab. I'm thinking about the character development. I really would like to make that main character just a little bit darker. He's just not sitting well with me as he is. Well, I'm thinking just the last role you did, that in male form. You're right, we don't need to talk about that right now. And it's you, so I would change it a million times if I had to. I'm just so excited we're recording together and gonna be in the same room. I've just been out of my mind all week. Are you okay?
You okay?
What's wrong? You're wrong. You don't look well. Are you? Well, hello. Thank you for joining me. I'm just doing a little bit of cleaning up after mine and yours a little bit of fun. Oh no, don't you start with the screaming. You know I hate that, and you know how this story is going to go. It's exactly the same way it's in the script that you read and commented on and loved so much. Yes, I did get the comment. You dumb slut. so deliciously evil, it left me dripping. That was you, right? I can see by the look on your face that you're starting to realize that I can be a little bit of a liar sometimes. Maybe I am the guy from these audios. Do you remember exactly what happens after she passes out? I can tell by the increase in your breathing and the look on your face that the answer is yes. Why don't you tell me what I've just done to you? You know. Listen, you little slut. When I ask you a question, I expect you to respond immediately. I am in charge here. I'm going to ask you again. What did I just do to you? You worthless little whore. Do you feel my hands around your throat? In 5 seconds, I could squeeze my fingers and end the life to this slutty body in what you call your perfect world. I demand obedience, and I will get it one way or the other. I do not like screaming, and I swear to God that if you do not shut the fuck up, the last thing that you hear will be the tears of your flesh. Does this scare you? The knife pressed against your throat right now? It should. One little slip. Your flesh tears open like a cotton shirt, and your blood will run like a waterfall in Niagara. You will experience pain like no other, and you will live just to feel yourself slowly lose your life. Is that really the way you want tonight to end? Because I was thinking of something just a little more pleasurable. But I will not hesitate, I promise you. Well, this was not how I was expecting to start this. You know, you were supposed to be a little more willing. Do you think I'm that stupid? There's a brand new restraint bought just for you, based off the measurements that you sent me. That's right. Oh, you dumb slut. Do you not realize that every question I asked you, every bit of information, was for tonight? I have worked harder on this script than I have ever worked on anything in my life because I want this to be perfect. And it will be. I can't help but just get close to you, and God, your skin is so perfect. So smooth. Why do you shake like that when I touch you? Have you never had a man touch you this way? Just drag his hand from the top of your chest down through your breasts. His fingertips dragged lightly over your nipples. And then pinching them. The hands continue to go down your stomach. And across your outer thigh. And one hand reaches back around and just cups your pussy. Rubs it with a little bit of firmness. Only to discover that you are soaking wet already. And this is the first time that I've touched you since I've tied you up. Oh, I do love bringing the whore out in you little girls. Sweetheart, you're sitting there denying every bit of this, but your body is screaming that it wants me. It wants me to use it as I see fit, and as it should be. Don't you look away from me. You look me in the eyes right now. You belong to me. You would do whatever say. Isn't that right, my pretty little pet? Good girl. You remember this knife? It's the one that was just so pressed firmly against your throat. You feel the tip of it running down your breasts, working its way to circles around your nipples, dragging it back through the middle of your tits, all the way up to your shoulder blades, back up around the crease of your neck where it meets your shoulder blades. Can you feel that? Feel the scratch, the chill of the blade. Oh, my dear, you have goosebumps. God, your skin tastes amazing. Oh, I could not have picked a better girl. Oh, I'm just standing here looking at you, and you have the most amazing set of tits I've ever seen. Oh, I just want to play with them. Yes. God, they feel so good. Me and you were gonna have fun tonight. I promise you. But not till I can see the terror in your eyes. You're probably thinking about something similar to the fact of how you even ended up here. How is it that I misled you to the state? My dear, I'm gonna stop you right there and just let you know that you're nothing fucking special. You're just a pretty little fuck puppet, like all the rest. And they all fall for my little act. Oh, honey, don't move. You almost got cut there. Yes, I show you a little bit of attention. Listen to your stories. Act like I give a fuck. And you just come running, begging me to use you for my pleasure. Oh, I see that fear turns anger. You're so mad right now, aren't you? Oh, yes. Please, get mad. Because I want you to struggle, I do. It always makes it that much more fun. Sweetheart, I don't know if you figured this out yet or not, but you're not getting out of here. They will never find you. You are long forgotten about. Except by me. Remember, I'm the one that decides your fate. I'm the one that owns you. If I wanted to, this knife that is dragging across your thighs could just slice into your belly at any moment. If it so pleased me. Fortunate for you, I have other ideas in mind. What do you think? You know what? I want you to tell me what you want me to do to you. Remember what happened last time you didn't answer? I said to tell me what you want. Silence is my answer, my dear. You don't want to be able to speak. must mean you want this cock in your mouth. Let me undo your shackles up here and replace them with the ones down here. Because I had a feeling this was what you want. Only a titty little slut like you would want to get on her knees for her rapist. And you did exactly what I knew you were going to do. There. Are you comfortable? Oh, there we go. And I swear to God, if I feel the lightest dragon teeth, I'm going to rip them out and smash them on the floor. Are we clear? There we go. You need to open. Open. Open your mouth. Oh, yes, there we go. Just like that. Oh, your mouth is so warm and inviting. Oh, that is so good. Ah, yes. Oh, yes. You know what? I wanted to go deeper. If you can't do it, I'll make you do it. So be it. Grab you by your hand. Oh, yes, just like that. Let's just hold it there for a bit. Stop struggling. Stop struggling. Ah. Oh. You should be able to handle that. Looks like you're just gonna need some more practice. Will you stop struggling? You're not gonna be able to fight me. Ah. There's no greater feeling than my cock spreading your throat and you gagging on it. Here, wipe that spit off your chin, you fucking slut. It's not a good look for you. And now that we've had our little bit of fun there, I want you to move over to the bed. You have the slack. Those chains are a little loose. I said now. Right now. Good girl. It's a very good girl. Look at that. You sold the carpet from your own juices. You fucking whore. Oh, it amazes me how big of a slut you are with each little act. Lay on the bed. All right, I'm just going to secure these so you can't get off the bed. Go, that one, and that one. All right, you are in good shape. Prime position. I'm just gonna grab my little trusty knife again. I really do like the way you react to this thing. I'm gonna drag it up your stomach and in between your tits again. Drag it up your neck, right to your cheek. Ooh, guess I made a slip. Oh, to see you jerk like that was marvelous. There the knife goes, back down your neck, around the other side, up to your face again, and... God, I love watching you squirm like that. Makes me so fucking hard. Yeah, you feel it? Oh, push it against you like that. Yeah, don't worry. That'll be in you really soon. Knife is dragging further down your body. Just on your breasts. Ah, yes. Arch your back. Show me how much passion you have for this. Oh, I love seeing your pain. yet again, and I check, and you're still fucking soaked. Oh, you are made for daddy, aren't you? Yes, you are. I think I've had enough. I'm ready to be inside you. Oh, yes. Yeah, you are such a great fit. Oh shit, kitten. Ah, my little fuck puppet. My personal fuck puppet. I could tell the underwear that you were wearing when I first raped you upstairs. You were planning to be a whore for me either way. This is just under a little bit different circumstances. How are you feeling down there? Oh, those cuts bringing you pleasure. Oh, yes. So fucking good. Shit. God, I love the way you squeeze my cock like that. Yeah, squeeze it just like that. Oh, are you about to come? Yeah. Not yet. I'm not ready for that. Reach my hands up and drag it down your body, running them across your tits, and setting them on your pussy. Just start working your clit very slowly with my thumb. I want to keep you right there. I don't want you to come yet. Oh, does that feel good? I can tell by your moans that you like it. I really do want to taste you as well. Pulsating inside you. Can you feel it? Oh, I know you can. On your leg, Oh, with a little flick of the wrist. On your leg. Oh, there's another cut. Oh, yeah, bucket, baby. Oh, you're fucking me just like that. Oh, yes. I love it when you move. Ah. Inside you, little girl. Make you my little fuck puppet for sure. Come on, my cock. Come all over me. Now. what, sweetheart? We don't even have to worry about doing our clap. This whole thing's been recorded. How's that for a ramble fap?